Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
Okay.
I'm sitting upright. You're in a hotel bathroom.
We're back, Jackie. It's like
we're back.
Comedy never died.
It's interesting. So many people were like, don't stop drinking coffee. And I was like, well, first of all, that's creepy that you cared that much. And B, I just said I was off coffee for the day because I had had too much the day before.
Even that day was very distressing to a lot of people, Jackie.
People
You're very
felt
important.
It. And to the coffee industry for sure. How were your shows? How were your shows?
This weekend was crazy. Okay, so Friday, was it Friday night? I had two shows at almost the exact same time because one of them was Central and I thought it was Eastern. So that all of a sudden they were like both at 8 o'clock exactly. Ooh. And so I logged in to Zoom on two devices. And I was keeping an eye on one show while I was doing a set on the other show.
Nice.
And, yeah. So it worked out, but I was worried the whole day. And
right.
Once I realized it and then during as well. And then, so today, you know, yesterday I had four shows. I had two live shows and two Zoom shows.
Awesome.
I was exhausted and the outdoor. So I did four outdoor shows total this weekend because I did two today on Sunday and my voice is shot. And it just made me realize, like, if you are going to go on an outdoor tour, you could only do one show a night because I don't care how good the sound system is. You're going to be shouting just because you're trying to fill the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did he do it? Where were the shows?
We were in a parking lot of a bankrupt Walgreens. It was so perfect.
Bankrupt.
And it's, yeah, I mean, it was just out. You know, it,
okay.
It was a Walgreens that had gone out of business or whatever, or they moved it or something. But and it was just Santa Cruz people, just. People on bikes constantly heckling and several people on giant unicycle sized bikes, but like two wheels. I'm like, how do you even get off that thing without hurting yourself?
Santa Cruz.
So
oh my
Santa
God.
Cruz. Yeah. Meryl Davis was on the show with me
oh, nice.
And Kevin Kumia and Dave Ross. And so they were really fun shows and DNA put it all together. And yeah, it was cool. The only thing I just got tired at the end of this, the fourth one, which is just now, like 15 minutes
right.
ago.
And now you have to record this for an hour. So.
Yeah, and I'm going to shout it. I'm in a bathroom, so I'm going to be shouting as well because I don't
Man.
Know. I can't stop.
Yeah, that's outdoor shows, though. It doesn't even,
yeah.
like, because they calibrate the audio for the outdoors, but you can't hear yourself. So I think that's why stage monitors are so important.
That's why you can't hear yourself. That's why you're shouting.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's
why. That makes
sense. It does. When the outdoor shows that I've done that have had good stage monitors have been better, you know, though
mm-hmm.
it's such a weird vibe anyway, just because it does feel like your jokes are going into the sky. So
yeah, they are. And so it was people with that were either honking or flashing their lights, but also you can hear laughing in the cars and stuff. But
okay.
it was, you know, it's, you know, people are far away. It's out. It's
yeah.
what we all know in an outdoor show. It's as good as they can be. Right.
Tammy Joe emailed me about doing magic. Yes.
Good.
I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to be somebody, you guys.
Yeah, those are fun. And the castanets are fun too. You know, it's
All
a
right.
little different from the honks. Sometimes
sure.
people, I think, were trying to be funny with their honks. You know, they're like trying to, you know, during a setup go beep and beep. It's like, hey, you know what? I'll do the jokes. You fucking honk when I finish the joke. But,
you do
know.
The honk when what?
When I finish with the joke, you don't honk
oh,
during
right.
the setup, okay? Try to be cute. Beep, 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 beep.
Ah, that's so funny.
So it was fun. And I forgot what a pain in the ass it is to pack for the road. Right.
Sure.
I forgot shit. I forgot a brush. The first show yesterday, I just went up with, like, I washed my hair and then I just dragged my fingers through it. It was just crazy. No one cares. Again, it's Santa Cruz, so it's no one cares.
Yeah.
But packing is stressful. I'm like, oh, I fucking hated this.
And you
there's
drove,
always
right?
one thing you forget. Yeah. And
you couldn't go to that Walgreens.
No, I had to go to a CVS 2 blocks away, Jackie. It was so inconvenient. But I mean, you know, like I used to have like a checklist and I couldn't find it. And, you know, so all these little things you forget, like your robe. I forgot my robe.
No.
I love a robe.
Yeah, you love a robe on the road.
But I brought my son, who's not a robe, and
not a robe.
Charmy, the dog. And
oh my God, you brought the dog?
Yeah, so she did her first set of stairs tonight, apparently. I wasn't there. We're on the third floor. She had to be dragged into the elevators. She was so afraid. And then she went in the first time, she was fine. And then it started going up and she was freaking out. And then she never wanted no part of elevators ever since then.
Well, that's
but she wouldn't
smart
go up
dog
and down the stairs.
That's a smart dog that can recognize that that's an elevator when the doors open.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
So now I guess my son said that she just went down the stairs finally of her own volition. And
okay.
So she's getting cocky now. Like she's leaping on the bed without looking. You don't have to boost her. So she's had big growth this weekend. And then we went to the beach.
They say travel enlargens the mind, yes, even of a puppy. You went to the beach with the dog?
Yeah. So she was not into the water, but she dug a gigantic hole in the sand and then just sat in it because it was all cool. So it was cool. It was fun. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. That sounds really like a nice couple of days away from the house.
Yes.
Just a chance to see something else, do something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I don't think you can hear her barking.
I just heard just one bark. The dog.
Okay.
She knows we're talking about her. I did two benefits yesterday, one for Joe Biden and one for hopefully the first ever trans coroner in Indiana. Did those yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
And
the coroner is an elected position?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew that?
I didn't
know
that.
It was like toe tags. There were a lot of toe tag references that he was like, No, I get it. You guys. All right.
Oh God. And, you guys are hacks.
Yeah. Was a little hacky, but it wasn't everybody. They were all great comics. Brandy Posey fucking cracks me up, man. And Anna Valenzuela.
Yeah.
They both did it. And then Gareth, from the dollop Reynolds.
Yeah.
And,
that's a strong show, man. Jesus.
Really strong. And then a guy I didn't know.
Keith Carey.
Was really funny. Yep. That was it. Well played.
My brother. We've toured together. He's literally like family.
He's outstanding. He was so good. And Rivers was the host.
Oh, cool.
And Roy Wood Jr. popped in.
This is the best show ever.
Oh, my God.
It was an amazing show. And then the nighttime show was also great for Biden.
Was that Laugh Across America?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that too, right? Or
I did it really late. I'll talk after you finish. Okay, go.
Yeah. Laugh Across America was super fun too for Biden. And she said she raised like 10 grand.
Oh my God. What time was your show?
I was up on the 1 o'clock hour, 1 p.m. hour. Carmen Morales up at the 2 p.m. hour. Maria was supposed to do the 1 o'clock hour with me, but bailed. Taking a week off. And then today I did my Sunday show and my nephew Eric came, bailed, I think, before I went up. And,
oh my God, that's family.
Yeah, classic. And my mother-in-law stayed for the whole thing, but it's either that or she just has CNN on all the time. So I'm glad we saved her an hour and a half of CNN. Amber Preston did my favorite. Woo. She was so great.
Oh, cool.
So it was great. It was super fun.
I did that one. That was my fourth show yesterday. So yesterday I drove, you know, 6 hours and then checked in, and the show's at 4 o'clock. For some reason I thought 4:30. So, and then I realized as I was looking for directions, the show had already started. So so go do a show, exhausted, right? And then come back and do a Zoom show for a theater, benefit for a theater at like 7:30 or something.
Yeah.
And then go back and do the 7:30 show and then come back. And I'm wiped out. I had no sleep. I did that thing where I start worrying about travel and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm just wiped out yesterday. And then I'm on the 11 o'clock. So I put on my pajamas and I got into bed and I just was like, hey, I did a very low key show. I could barely keep my eyes open.
And then we have the show tonight. The when this comes out, we're doing the
right.
awesome show over at Flappers that everyone should come to, 7 o'clock Pacific. Go get tickets. Flappers could use the money. It's not free, but Flappers could use the money, and we split the money between all the comics. So if you have $10, come to that show because it's going to be a hell of a show.
Felicia Michaels, Ashley Ray, Christine Levine, and Naomi Epjerican.
You're getting the syllables wrong,
Epjerican. Yes.
Yes. And
she's really funny, guys. And everybody you'll know her name in about 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
She's like on some show or something soon.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so, but it's a great show. So that, I forget. Oh, the only other thing that happened was, remember I told you that I have this super fan that told me that helped me come up with, like, I was doing the vision board and I came up with a super fan. I have this super fan she's a Dork Forest fan. She also listens to this show, but she has been, you know, encouraging me. She's like, if you do a project, I would like to give you some real money for it. And so I have decided to film my album.
She
sent me a bunch of money today.
Wait, I don't know if I can read it in the chat because I'm on an iPhone.
Also, there's
shit.
Oh, dang.
You can read it, it turns out. Hi.
And that'll pay for editing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because that's what it's gonna cost before editing.
Oh, before editing.
Yeah.
Why? Aren't you using Lewis's setup and stuff?
Well, he's going to pull everything down. Ryan is going to pull everything down, and then he's got another camera. And that actually includes all the masks that I ordered, Lori Kilmartin.
Oh, did it. That's right. Tell me about it. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, make me a co-host so I can share a picture.
I'm on it.
So it includes 800 masks. So if my December gets canceled, feel free, because Acme will be about 500 people. And then I'm doing one show outside of Denver a week and a half before I record. And I'm doing two or four shows in Milwaukee the week before I record.
Yeah.
And so it is, is it like that?
There was no co-host function. Just switch me back after.
Yeah, I'll just switch you back after. And but it's crazy because I ordered 800 and I talked to this guy.
That's forever. A lot. That's
it was good, a though. Lot, but I didn't want to get shitty ones.
Yeah,
right?
sure. Right.
I mean they're not amazing and they're reusable.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, so yes, I'm doing a joke that it says Joke Hole. I do the Joke Hole joke about lipstick.
Yes.
And so
I love those.
Yeah, those are great, right? So, and then
Jackie, you should sell those for $20 on your website.
$20.
10? I don't know.
Yeah.
40.
they're really cool. They're really cool.
Yeah, they're pretty great. I was pretty psyched. I thought they were going to be like $450 each, and they ended up being $350 each. So I don't know why, but the guy
that saved you $800 right there.
Right there, and I asked the guy because when it came up, he went, because he had quoted me at 450, 440 a piece. And then when he rang it up or talked over the phone to ring it up, he goes, it's the same place that we got our notebooks from, by the way.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you can order notebooks from the Jackie and Laurie show. If you go to Jackie and Laurie show, oh, I have boxes and boxes in my garage.
Oh, you, of the colored notebooks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just down to the last 20. No?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We have hundreds. Help yourself, folks. Not hundreds, but probably 100. And so, yeah, everybody should order a notebook if they need a notebook. And but go to JackieandLaurieShow.com. Hey, do you want to do like an ad or a break or something? I know we're early.
We're 15:09.
What the heck? Let's do some sort of max fun break.
Let's do some sort of ad.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow, the cover. We've got a new champion.
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast, oh yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded, yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
And it happened. I don't know why.
So are you going to add a surcharge to the ticket price, like $2 or something like that, to help cover the mask?
I don't think so, because I just got that.
It.
Well, yeah, because that woman was willing to underwrite.
Oh, I
so
see.
So much.
Oh, so she okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, though, you could, right?
I could.
At Jackie Cation, every ticket comes with a silk mask or whatever it is. But a really good mask. Yeah, it's cotton, fresh cotton mask. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not much more to pay, and it'll help, you might. Ooh.
Yeah. That's what it is to film. That's what it costs to film the five shows.
I thought you were getting them.
No. It's going to cost me to film five shows.
Because
he's going to film five, and then I'm going to be able to pick the best from it, you know? And so...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good
thing
to do.
That's why it's so expensive, because he's not just doing one night.
Yeah.
He's not just doing one show or two shows a night. I kind of want him to do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday so that there's a choice.
Sure. No, totally. And are you doing a show Wednesday? Like a warm-up show or something?
I am. I'm going to do a show on Wednesday. And it's crazy because I was just talking to Carmen, because that's why I do so many shows, is like one of the shows when I did Hero, there's a joke on the Hero album where it was just a throwaway line. And Dan Schlissel was like, you have to do that joke on the album. You didn't do it again tonight. Like I must have said it Thursday when he recorded, but I didn't say it Friday. Because he was like, that joke about how your dad is like radiation. He's never around, but he affects your life. He's like, you have to do that joke for the album. And I only have it on one set. So please do that joke again. Hmm. And so that it's like that, you know, you gotta like, cause I drop lines. I drop lines, Laurie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just performing live tonight I was like, oh, I could see how this could, you know, this chunk should go here now. This one should go, like, you just can't get that from a Zoom show. And you start going, seeing what could be callbacked and, you know, just putting it together.
Zoom is good for what it's good for, but putting it together into a longer set, I think is necessary to be, I gotta be standing on a piece of plywood, I guess. I don't know. But, the audience has seen my set so much, like the show I did today.
Right.
That they were like, you forgot this line. You forgot this.
Oh no.
It was okay. Great. It was mostly Carmen Morales, but yes. And,
So the clubs that you're working before that, do you know what their safety protocols are?
Well, it's Greg Bach in Milwaukee. So he is super safe. He's safe to those.
So, is there, did you see Jamie Harrison, the guy that debated, Lindsey Graham? He brought his own plexiglass container. Like, he was contained on four sides. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just he brought his own telephone booth essentially, and basically, just stood in it with a.
And Lindsay didn't have one, you know.
Good.
It's like, yeah, good. I hope, yeah. For sure. Actually, well, not good for Jamie because it could travel, but still. So plexiglass. Did you who sent the video of somebody performing at
behind at the, plexiglass? At the I think Olive that Creed. Was fabulous. I thought it was. It was, and it was a comedy. It's. The what's it called?
The cellar's
yeah, restaurant has a just a performance space, just a hobby. And they're essentially they're having shows. And so, but they have a plexiglass piece of plexiglass on the stage between them and the audience. And I would love that. I would love that.
So, you know what I
because it's not like I'm not amplified.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea, and I wonder
they can see me.
They can see you, and you'll be maskless. They'll be masked, and I brought my air purifier, and I'm running it in the hotel. You know,
okay.
It does make a little bit of a humming noise, but it's no worse than those smoke eaters people used to have in clubs, right?
Right.
So I don't know. Would you bring something like that and keep that? If you
at it. I don't know. I was thinking of sending the link to Lewis and just telling him to buy one. Cause I'm not going into the green room. That's what I know. Cause that green room at Acme is too small.
It's super small, right?
Like that whole side area should be the green room, right?
Yeah, that's true. At this point, probably.
And it won't be necessary. It's only having 75 people.
Yeah.
So though he might need that space to spread them out. Though he might have opened up, you know how like Styx is the restaurant attached to Acme?
Yeah.
He's probably pushed all the tables. And so people can mingle in there, and then they can mingle in the bar, and then they can mingle in that foyer kind of place by the bathrooms.
Well, he could also
and then I could have that area.
He could put up screens though and push it to Zoom there too. Although if people want to be out, maybe it's less. It's a less expensive ticket. Why would you want to be out indoors but not seeing the live show? I guess that doesn't make sense. Never mind. Cancel that idea.
Canceled. And so working for Chappelle next summer. Because what I'm thinking about is where he's spreading out the 75 people.
Right.
Who are coming to the show before he seats them. He seats them.
Oh, so it's Minnesota in December. So they can't be hanging out outside. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Are people given a time to come in? Like you say, if the show's at 8, you know, the first like 10 people come from 7 to 7:10. And so that people can just sit in their cars until they're summoned maybe or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's, to digress from this, because I genuinely, I don't have any answers. I like the idea of that, of, essentially, when you go to like a Cheesecake Factory, they give you a beeper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you just get a text, hey, it's your turn to come in. You have 10 minutes or something.
And we're going to seat you as you walk in, you're tickets are either paid for, or you'll pay for them with the, cause I know that the check-in booth has plexiglass.
Yeah.
And, I asked for Miss Shannon to feature for me. She's local. She headlines The Road, but she features for Lewis, and, she's great. Great comic.
Cool. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. And what about the Comedy Works? What are they doing?
This, you know, Comedy Works South is open. That's what I heard. I heard downtown is not open.
Isn't that the one you're working?
No, I'm working a theater in Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is the first time they've had me at that theater. I think I did it with Maria one time. And so I don't know how many people are coming. I mean, and it's still, they did cancel, my Seattle's Laugh got canceled last week. I think I might have.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. Are they not open? They're just not open yet.
Not till the end of the year. They've called it.
Oh, Washington or Laughs themselves.
Okay. David Angela. Yeah. So Laughs in Seattle.
God, that's a long time to be closed. 9 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's grim. And did I tell you I got a voiceover?
Yeah, you did.
A radio play. So I'm going to record. I'm going into a recording studio to do that next weekend.
Cool.
And so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like so tired. I'm just, please, Jackie, take it. But you sound tired too.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm okay. I had a couple of weird nights sleep this week where I thought I heard, literally night before last, I heard, like, I swear to God, 6 gunshots in our
alley. Oh God, really?
And it scared the heck out of me. And Andy, it was Friday night because Andy has to teach all day on Saturday. And I thought about waking him up to ask him. It was 3 in the morning. And I was like, nope. No, he's got to work 6 hours. Let's just pretend like it's the movie Big and hide.
So, Jackie, it's a family problem. It's none of your business what your neighbors are up to.
Well, the next morning, I literally went out into the alley to see if there was a crime scene. And there was not. And then I told Andy about it when he was done. He was like, oh, it's probably over the Pacoima Wash. We're right next to sort of an LA River drain off.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's usually has no water in it, and it's the kind of place where, like, the movie Grease, they would have the drag race.
Yeah, right. I love Wayne Fetterman's bit about the LA River.
What is it?
My favorite is the banks, writing a novel on the banks of the LA River. That never doesn't make me laugh. I love it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because there's no water in our rivers. It's just concrete. And then every once in a while, flood there's like flash season. Flooding. Yeah.
Yeah. In flood season, there's waters. And in fire season, it's bone dry.
Yes, exactly.
And so we have, you have a show Monday. I have a show Monday. That's tonight.
Yes. So I'll be driving all day. I'll probably pull in right before the show starts.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or I'll just be doing it from my phone while my son drives. He can learn to drive tomorrow.
Right. No one will even notice. He's tall enough. So it's, yeah. I don't know. But that's the only one that I think I have this week. Until next Sunday, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I could pick up some other stuff.
I could do now. That can't be true. Is that true? So I'm doing Flappers. Oh, I'm doing, you know, Governors out on Long Island.
Yeah.
I'm doing their podcast tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And the guy emailed me and I said, can I come back to Governors? No.
Who is it?
Whoever's doing their podcast. And let me, I can.
It's not John. Is he gone?
Don.
Don.
A guy named Don.
Know.
Yep.
I don't know.
A guy named Don is, it's not the owner guy.
Does he book the axe?
No, he doesn't book the axe. It's a different guy. And because I said, hey, can I come back to Governors? And he said, I'll talk to John.
Oh, John. And, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah.
I think he said talk to John. And then, and then I think I just have another 9 Dork Forests. And then, I'm doing a Nicole Yates show. Remember her? Nicole Yates?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. And that's on Saturday. And so I'm hoping to pick up some other sets. I did Hot Tub book me again, which is good. But that's not for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I just did Hot Tub. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm in a hotel with a tub and I'm going to take a hot tub after this.
Oh, podcast. That's
awesome. So close to the tub. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You might as well run it.
I miss the tub.
Yeah. I don't understand how your house doesn't have a bathtub.
Well, I took it out with my mother.
Right.
Yeah. And so now it's just a walk-in shower, which is great for, you know, I'll be old in 2 years, so I'll need that. But I do miss a tub.
Yeah.
That's my dream, is a clawfoot, you know, just like a standalone tub.
Yeah. Ours is, I would like a prettier tub, but our tub is incredibly serviceable. I take a bath almost every single day.
I know. That's your main form of washing yourself. You told me that, and I still can't.
And it's my main source of slowing the fuck down.
Right.
Because I can't have my phone in my hand because I'm in a tub. Mm-hmm. And I can read a book. It's just, and I like it to be as hot as possible. Yes. I don't know if you're the hottest, as hot yeah. as I can stand it ever yeah. since. And this is based on a weird Kyle. No, Tom Robbins, Jitterbug Perfume.
Okay.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. It was some sort of weird fountain of, when I was 19, I read all these weird, like Messiah books. It was mm-hmm. one Messiah book after another, Stranger in a Strange Land, Illusions. Dang. It was just, you're just like, what's happening?
Being 20 and reading books.
being 20, thinking that you don't have, you're the Messiah. And Illusions was very much that, because it was based on like the Professor Harold Hill from Music Man, the Think System. It was like The Secret before mm-hmm. The Secret. That's what Illusions Ooh. Is. It was all about okay. having thinking positive thoughts, man. Jonathan Livingston Seagull wrote it.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading that guy.
Yeah.
Richard
Wait,
Bach.
No. Richard Bach wrote it, and he also yeah. wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the one I read.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read that around the same time you did. And I read that Tom Robbins book with the thumbs, the chick with the big thumbs.
That's my least the name of that one. That's a least favorite one. There's a bunch of the other ones are much sort of funnier and better, but mm-hmm. the thumb one is okay. I mean, it's not, yeah. you know.
I liked it. Jeez.
Oh yeah. Well, did you try the Dragon Riders book yet, or did you go to something else?
Now listen, don't be hurt. Please don't have your feelings hurt.
It didn't take.
No, I haven't tried it. The font is very small.
I didn't know I was going to have to get you a claw-footed tub, senior. I didn't know I was going to get you a single family dwelling of a book. I'm so sorry.
Very, very small font. And Jackie, when I'm reading, this is a book I have to read out loud. I'm going to be with it for a long time. So,
yeah.
And I, believe me, spent a lot of years reading Harry Potter and completely tuning out and being angry I was reading it. And yeah. so I enjoyed these two Judy Blume jokes. And what I'm telling you is that I put that one, we have it, it's on the burner. Yep. And I decided we were going to read Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh.
So
oh, Jesus.
I'm reading Pride and Prejudice to him, and I have to explain what every paragraph means at the end of the paragraph, because it's written in a certain style that makes no sense to a 13-year-old boy.
Well, she wrote it in 1815. Yeah, so
I know. I'm like, all right. So, Caroline Bingley's a bitch, and and Mr. Darcy, and they're like these, you know, snotty friends, and so you know, but mm-hmm. it's still fun. It's a good. He's gonna have to read Shakespeare pretty soon anyway, so he might as well get used to English. That doesn't make sense to him.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
so, that needs to be explained.
Yeah, a little bit bigger words. There's nothing mm-hmm. that's not gonna kill them.
It's and actually, the phrasing and you know just the way they describe something where it could be boiled like everything can be boiled down into you know every paragraph can be turned into a tweet probably. Mm-hmm. But this is a novel, so you know sometimes we take a longer journey to our point.
And tell them it's like Dragon Ball Z, where there's a lot of going up into the sky and growling at each. It's Naruto, where there's a lot of posing. That's what Pride and Prejudice is. There's a lot of this. Nothing's yeah. happening. Everyone knows what's going to happen eventually, but yeah. there's a lot of just posing. And you're like, you like Darcy. Darcy likes you. What is happening? but you know who's great? His dad. Did you see the production of it with her dad?
Who's dad?
The main character is dad from Pride and Prejudice.
The dad in Pride and Prejudice.
Okay. Mr. Bennett.
Yeah.
Mr. Bennett. That's what I mean. Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Bennett, played by, I think, Donald Sutherland.
Ooh.
In my favorite version of Pride and Prejudice.
Which one?
It's with not Hathaway. Kings?
Gwyneth Paltrow?
No. I'm sure someone is Emma shouting at their Emma? iPad.
It's an Emma, right? Or an Emily?
Very possibly. It might be an Emily.
I'll tell you my favorite while you're scrolling is
yep.
The BBC version with Colin Firth as Darcy and Jennifer Ellie as Mr. Bennett and Ms. Elizabeth Bennett. And it's so good.
Right. Is it?
It's the 2005 one.
The 2005.
We got
with Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley. There we go.
Oh, okay.
The Keira Knightley one was I think because Donald Sutherland was so good.
Oh yeah.
And he has like 11 lines, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's not an under five, but it's not a lot. And
we got health insurance that year. There's a lot of people that just need a gig for like 2 days or like a writing gig for, you know, like a week and a half to get their health insurance that year. You know, that always happens.
Unions. Do you want to do comic of the week and then the ad?
Yeah. Comic of the week is long overdue. Carmen Legala. She's super funny. She has a Colbert set that's just great. And
Carmen
great
Legala.
Joke writer.
Legala, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And her Twitter handle is exactly that. Yeah, Carmen Legala.
Well, as we were speaking, my dog peed on the floor, and I just stepped in it. Hold on for a second. Hey, hon, Charmy.
Want to make Jackie do the ad read while we're doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Lori, why don't you mute yourself? Yeah,
okay.
Mute your thing, and then we'll do the ad.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey guys, it's an ad for Function of Beauty. That's right. One size fits all may work for your accessories, but when it comes to your hair, we all need something a little different to help us look our best. What if your hair care was as unique as you are? Here's the thing about Function of Beauty, because they make shampoo, conditioner, and treatments formulated uniquely for you, because you take a quick, thorough quiz and tell them a little about your hair, and then your customized formula, which you get to name, is bottled and shipped just for you. And plus, you should know this, the formulas are vegan, they're cruelty-free, they don't use sulfates, parabens, or any other harmful ingredients, and I've been using it for a little over a year because they have advertised. Anyway, but the stuff smells great. The consistency is great. It's reasonably, you don't need a lot of it because it lathers up really good. And it smells so great. And you get to pick. And you can also pick what color you want it to be. Ooh. It could be any flavor, but it's also the color. Anyway, so what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/JackieLori to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. So functionofbeauty.com/JackieLori for 20% off, and let them know you heard about it from the Jackie and Lori show. And that's functionofbeauty.com/JackieLori. Just so you know. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Let's see if she's got perfect time.
I'm back, and I heard while I was trying to organize all this dog stuff, I heard the ad and I'm on board and I'm going to order.
Me too.
Oh my God. Get 20% off your first order, you guys. And it could be any color. Remember that? That's kind of awesome. You could make it blue or green. I always pick blue and green. Those are the two colors I've gone with.
Me too. I'm back in a hotel shaking shampoo out of a tiny bottle. And that made me think of be so grateful for my giant Function of Beauty eucalyptus shampoo that I forgot to bring up here.
Right. So you had to finger comb your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was gross.
and yet it looks so good.
It looks great.
Listen, this is brushed hair. I went and bought a brush. I'm saying I pulled up yesterday. I had no time. And my dog twice now has come in to pee in the bathroom. So I think she's kind of got it a little bit. I mean, you know, she didn't pee outside in the main room.
Mm-hmm. Which is good because the other room is probably carpeted.
It's not because this is a beach town. So I think they just gave out the carpet.
And, they're no fools. Good for them. Good for them.
Bamboo flooring. But still, she hasn't taken a shit since yesterday morning. So we're just, we've taken on these lots of little walks and nothing's come out yet. So hopefully this will be.
How about yourself? You still, let's find out how everybody's poop is going. You've got some good shits. You ever take a shit and you think to yourself, God, that was so necessary. I've thought it more often than not. Too much info. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I have heard so many male comics talk about their shits and how get real detail. On stage, you know, like for in the 90s, in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was considered like honest comedy or something.
I thought you were going to say edgy. I didn't think, first of all, I'm writing down the words honest comedy.
Because... but it's like, you know, talking about real shit and not women going to the bathroom in pairs. But, you know, like, at least that's got women in it and they're taking care of each other. And now I know what your shit looks like and how proud you are of it. And I'm glad. I feel like that trend went away. Although now it's more like eating ass and stuff like that. But
yeah, I don't know. It was... I almost went to Van Sanders open mic this week
because
I get the email in the last 6 months or so or no?
Yeah, I did it maybe like a month or so ago. Yeah, I've done it twice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you on the list, Kyle?
I am not. I'm just learning this right now.
All right. Well, I'll send you the link.
Oh, thank you. I love Van.
Because Van Sanders is great. And then it's nice to just get a little stage time. You could work. That's only like 3 to 5 or whatever. It's a
show. You can fuck around. Nice. You know, it's mostly comics in the audience. So that's hit or miss in terms of like, can you tell if it's a good joke or not? But
you got
whatever.
To say it out loud. So that's an important thing. Mm-hmm. So,
today,
the set that I worked on today, I've decided because you're right. I will not know until I am in front of a bunch of humans face to face. How this 45 to 60 will come together. So, and I think it'll be 60. I'm hoping it's not going to be 75, quite honestly. But, so I just did, like I did 40 and I recorded it. And here's the other thing I did. The news has been so horrible lately and so crazy. There's just been this sort of, you know, stacking of anxiety a little bit, right? So every night I've been posting a clip on my Instagram and I only have like a 6 of them. So I had to start over. So I sent a couple more clips. Carmen Morales does the clipping and captioning for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pay her per. And so I put up, so I've been doing it for a week. I have 1,000 new followers on Instagram in the last week.
Wow.
So it's working. And cool. And then I put the first new one up last night. And they're getting like 3,000 to 5,000 likes or hit like views.
Yeah, that's great.
And I like the idea that someone's watching like a stand-up set before they go to bed. I call it bedtime comedy clips or whatever. I don't know what I call it, but
bedtime stories.
But yeah, something like that. But but I like the idea of that versus don't look at the news. Try to have a happy thought and then.
Most people are doing both.
they might be doing that and then checking the news right before they go to bed. And but I wish they wouldn't.
You know, the second show tonight, I opened and I had my phone and I said, I'm sorry. Someone has to tell you, you're going to find out at 8:28 tonight, President Trump didn't die. I'm so sorry. We'll all know where we were when we learned that he was still alive.
I think everyone's so sort of excited about him dying because we just want it all to come to a head, which means that we could move on to the next part of whatever this revolution is,
right?
Or civil war, whatever the fuck that we're in.
Right, right.
And so and some people just want him to die.
That's me. I definitely want him to die. And
he
will. But I'd love it if it was like... It would be awesome if it was COVID. It would be great if it was drawn out, you know, like if he he apparently had pneumonia. So if that were to get worse and then, you know.
Wow. Lori's writing some fan fiction.
Then he goes on a ventilator because then he'll be kind of unconscious, I think. And
here's what I'm psyched that he didn't, they didn't get in a car accident when he decided to take a joyride today in his car.
I would have loved it because he would have crashed into Trump supporters. So I would have been okay with that.
Oh yeah. That would have been something. It's they're out of their damn minds.
And Kellyanne Conway gave her daughter COVID. She tested positive. She told her daughter and I guess the rest of the family, she had tested negative, even though she had tested positive, and hung out at her own house all day without a mask. And now her daughter the like kind of like the cool one, I guess, or you know, whoever's the one that's on TikTok.
The one who's willing to narc on her. Yeah.
Yeah. She has COVID now. And there could be long-term effects for this girl. You know, it's
her own daughter.
Yeah, like wow. I thought she was a professional liar. Like I just was like, oh, she's just all in. This is my job. I'm gonna be this.
Yeah,
is
I thought it was a money grab. I thought it was literally a money grab.
But that you would.
But it turns out she's actually an asshole and a terrible person to her own family. Yeah,
right. Your own family.
Right. You don't, you only have so many instant, like people right fucking there. And even if you don't like them, you don't try to kill them.
It's mind boggling.
Yep.
But that's them.
That's
you know?
That's
they're in charge of our health. These people that will give their own families COVID.
Right. Right. They're out of their goddamn minds. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people did guest sets today, right? It was Will Miles. Will Miles did a guest set.
Okay, cool.
And he was great. And Amber Preston did a guest set. She was great. Carmen did a little 3-minuter. And then just a comic from I've seen so much. I mean, the great thing about doing those two benefits today and then this where people can just pop in.
Yeah.
It was, I get to see sort of the new bits that people are working on. Right. And, it was, man, what was, Brandy Posey had such a funny, she has this amazing sort of, she had a great set yesterday. I don't know. I wish Carmen has a new joke about her hair growing out that I don't think she'll be able to do it after COVID. Right. Because
everything's tweakable, Jackie, and any joke can be saved.
True.
Change the setup a little bit.
Yes. Someone was saying to me that they were like, well, you probably can't do that any of your Zoom jokes once you go on the road. And I'm like, oh no, everyone will know what Zoom is. It's not I won't be able to do my Zoom fucking jokes.
And plus, I don't think Zoom shows are going away because I don't think live comedy is coming back in a big way for a long time.
It'll be a minute. You know? Mm-hmm. And let's do the second Max Fun break.
Schmanners. Noun. Definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
So, which means we must be at 45 minutes.
Yep, we're actually at 46.
What? I thought we were at 32 and I was so depressed.
No, you guys hit that middle point perfect.
So we got, there's so many. Yeah. Did you see that Aaron Jackson got the new season of They Ready?
Oh, is that Tiffany Haddish's thing?
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish picked 6 more comics. None of them, neither of us, but 6 that's more.
That's okay.
All right. What are you going to do? But
yeah, that's cool.
But Aaron Jackson's a great comic, right? I mean, the first one was Felicia,
Aida Rodriguez did it first.
Aida Rodriguez, Tracy Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
April Macy, that's 3. And then 3 more people. And then whose names are escaping me. And this one, I only know
Shantae Wayans.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. On the first season. And then 2 more, because it was everybody gets a half hour. It's for Netflix.
That's great.
And they're doing 6 more. And it's, I don't know who it'll be. It'll be Aaron
Jackson.
It's
an electronic billboard on Times Square in Times Square. Yeah, it's a big, they spend money on it. It's pretty cool.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Tiffany Haddish called my son a player.
Well,
I told you that, right? Doing the Thanksgiving thing. She's like, oh. And then we drove by her on a billboard once, and I'm like, that's a lady who called you a player, just so you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
so when are they taping them? How are they taping them?
Now they're doing it. She, cause Aaron, was flying here from New York to record it. And I don't know how they're doing it.
Wow. So has anyone been on stage? Like, is everyone rusty as fuck?
I was hoping you knew something about it, but cause Aaron asked me if she could do a set on my Sunday. And, I think she was hoping it wasn't 7 o'clock at night because, she said she was on a plane. She couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But everyone is probably rusty as fuck.
So I wonder if they must be doing it in front of some kind of audience, obviously. Right. Mm-hmm. Spaced out.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what it is now. You know, the days of a packed crowd are over for a long time.
It'll be I'm going to say the same thing. It'll be a second.
Yeah.
But, I was thinking cause Titus did a couple more in his studio adjacent mm-hmm. to where he is, but, he never asked me again. And now we're getting too close to me filming my own thing. So I don't think I can do it, or I don't think I should do it kind of, even though it could be a one and done kind of thing.
His studio is, it's just like a, did you hear that? There's like drilling in the hotel. Do you hear?
Yeah, I heard something. Okay. It's it's good because it sounded a little bit like you would just flush the toilet. I was like, that's some real freedom.
Hey, my dog pissed on the floor. I might as well piss during a podcast.
We're just being shown up for the neck up. The whole. I think I forgot to make the video public from last week's show. I'll get on that.
Okay.
I've thought of it because what if we could see you on the toilet?
You know what? How much time have we done, Kyle? Because we're 50? We're at a this is unprecedented.
Now never say no without a number, Lori.
The number's 50.
awesome. So I want to do some writing. This week, I'm thinking of trying to write either sort of like a memoir thing. Did you see Meryl Marco?
Yeah, she's supposedly going to send one to me, but I just got it.
Cool. And she did the graphics on it. So it's essentially
really cool.
It's her junior high and up till college diaries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she did all the drawings.
Wow.
I think your son will really like it.
Oh, cool.
I was also thinking that there's a comic book series that he might like called Mouse Guard, and it's about Templar mice. It's knights that it's
okay.
It's mice. Cool.
Knights of Templar, the Catholic thing.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And it's but the mice are it's so beautifully drawn.
Oh, neat.
So I think he would really like the art, and then mm-hmm. it's also the it's silly mice being very heroic. So it's pretty great. Yeah,
that sounds good. He loves reading manga, like which is backwards and upside down and all that kind of stuff.
It's in Hebrew. A lot of people don't know that about manga. that's what you got to do. You just got to find what the kid's willing to read and then get him that. I remember at one point I was like, even if it's, you know, Playboy writes a real nice article. When I was a kid, I'd be like, read the articles. And then you could look at the noodly ladies. Look at the noodly ladies, but read the articles.
Noodly ladies.
Mm. Yeah, because Playboy is full of nudes. Or used to be. I think it's a
noodly. Oh, I guess. Playboy's gone. And do you know Hugh Hefner's son? He has a son from like one of the Playmates. He was married to one of them, I think. And this, like, he had his kids when he was like 65 or like he had. Christy Hefner's from like what the first marriage, and then it's just like you shouldn't have kids at all because they're gonna lose they're guaranteed to lose a father when they're 20, you know?
Yeah.
But his kid is like hardcore Democrat, socialist something. It seemed like when I looked at a few of his tweets, I'm like, geez, this is unexpected from Cooper Hefner.
Cooper. His name's Cooper. You guys. Yeah. And I'm also, I'm just going to try to, recommit this week to not, cause I last couple of weeks, I've just been kind of in a funk, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, I got to get out of it. I gotta exercise more. I have to do some fucking thing. And, cause I'm going to, first of all, I would like to lose 100 pounds by December 12th. It's going to be real hard when you're eating a burrito the size of your head, which is what I had for dinner. Okay.
But I would just have weight goals. It's just added stress, you know,
at this juncture for
really
sure.
Is.
Yeah.
You got it. There's enough happening. There's what's happening politically. There's COVID, you know, fuck weight goals.
Yeah.
You know,
2022, that's going to be the big year for me. 2022, you guys.
I say women, everyone just accept their bodies. And unless you organically start, you know, changing your diet because you want some different food.
Here's what I have to say out loud, even though I regret it. I am so sick of my fucking garden. I have eaten some vegetables. Holy shit. One more zucchini, one more yellow squash, 3 more tomatoes, 100 more okra. Holy shit, I'm done. Oh my
God. Wow. It's a lot.
Andy made an amazing black pepper pecorino pasta the other night. Mm, all it was 2 tablespoons of black pepper and like 3 ounces of pecorino romano mixed together. And then like a little bit of parmesan. And then that just on top of pasta. It was like an Alton Brown reloaded recipe, and it
Who's
was delicious.
Alton Brown?
Food Network cooking,
okay,
kind of thing.
There's a comic named John Alston, but that's nothing to do with this.
Is there a comic named Nick Betancourt?
I don't know.
There's a comic with that sort of name that I know, and this is a terrible thing because I've talked to him. Whoever I'm thinking of, I've talked
Nick
to
Rutherford?
That. No, I know Nick Rutherford. I know that guy too. But I just had a guy on the
Are you thinking of Vic Bubblecourt?
No, and also not thinking of that.
Okay.
Am I thinking about pickleball? Anyway, so it is not any of that bullshit. I'm going to finish the sentence.
Are you thinking
of
Frank Fucklecourt? He's so funny. I love that guy.
God, I wish I had host
Frank.
Qualities. Again, I could end this meeting right now. I could mute both of you fuckers, but I gave it back to Kyle.
This is a whole nother hour of the show now.
No, but I had a guy on the Dork Forest who I thought was a comic, but it was just a 3D engineer guy from Houston, Texas. He was just a fan.
Oh, you so didn't did do your do your due diligence?
Yeah, with the Dork Forest?
Yeah.
Shockingly, there's almost none. Anyone could be on. It's all just a scheduling nightmare. That's all it is. Welcome to the jungle. Anyway.
This is week one of hiatus. I have 2 more weeks of hiatus.
Okay.
So this week I had William do a bunch of stuff with just a little part of this garden part of the front that I'm putting my mom sign up where it says RIP to my mom and all those who've died in this preventable pandemic. And then I'm going to put some like really pretty flower bushes around it, and I put some pavers on it. So it's right where I have a bunch of bird feeders.
Yeah.
So, it'll just be kind of prettier than it was.
Yeah.
It was before, it was just sort of accidentally there. And, now it'll look better. And I'll sort of, I don't know. It's just, a garden for my mom. A lot of people walk by it, read that sign. So
yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. I got to figure out what to do. I don't know what to do. Traditionally, because William built back in March, mm-hmm. he built up our garden to make these mm-hmm. two long garden beds. And I've had the best garden in a decade. But I did it because I also put in a lot of fertilizer and did some augmentation, right? So I'm trying to figure out what to do, what I'm supposed to do to the garden during the fallow times in Los Angeles, right?
Okay.
Because it's not under snow. previously, I've just ignored it. That's what I've done. Yeah. And, but I think I'm supposed to do something. So maybe I'll.
Composting? I'm throwing a verb out there. I don't even know what it is.
Well, we do. We have a compost. So, which is actually more of a midden, which is just a pile of garbage.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to turn a compost. You're supposed to, there's heat, there's water. In our case, there's garbage. And then there's me throwing a pile of dirt on it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then eventually burying it much, much deeper. And then not planting anything in that part of it for about a year while it genuinely decomposes.
Okay.
So it's sort of a compost.
Okay.
I think it could be done better is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love that. Are you doing, you said you were going to try to do some more cooking. Have you tried that?
Oh,
no,
I just hate it. I just don't like it. And, well, I made this recipe, this cookie recipe that I posted on my Twitter, right after my mom died. Cause it was like the kind of cookies, it was oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, and it made 75 cookies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like a recipe from the newspaper in the 80s or the 70s, sorry. So it was one of those, right?
Yeah.
When people had like six kids all the time or something, right? Or you'd expect. So of course you need 75 cookies per batch.
Right.
And then it turns out my son doesn't like oatmeal.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, that's a tradition.
He's got
but I was going to start.
Did he not eat them? He didn't like them?
Ate around them, but clearly it's like not going to be to him what it was to me and Eileen, my sister.
Yeah.
So it's just weird how things mean a lot to you. And then your kid's like, and okay. All right. I guess our lives are very different. Oh, is that it? Are we done?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned,
audience supported.